A Traveller in Italy by H. V. Morton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. The hand-tended countryside slipped past in the sunlight. Castle looked across to castle, and village to village from the summits of the terraced hills. Sometimes the train would sweep across a level crossing, and I would see in a flash a halted wagon drawn by immense white oxen which might have been harnessed by Virgil. Long may these beautiful creatures go swaying along the roads of Tuscany. Their horns are like the new moon, and their eyes hold a measureless placidity. They are the oxen sacred to Jupiter, whitened, so the Roman poets said, by the waters of Clitumnus. The train in which I was travelling is the most elegant in Europe, probably, I should say, in the world. It has a name and a voice. The name is Sette Bello, the beautiful seven, is that of an Italian card game in which the winning card is the seven of diamonds. And the accomplished voice of the train, speaking perfectly in English, French, and German, as well as in its native Italian, described to us the seven beautiful air-conditioned coaches which link Rome so pleasantly with Milan. The voice had the air of an Italian nobleman casually showing off the treasures of his palace to a guest. Listening to it as it gently issued from concealed loudspeakers, and glancing round the cool drawing-room in which I sat, where all the luggage and even the squalid parcels which one accumulates in Italy were hidden behind panelling, I thought this was surely the most aristocratic form of movement since the coaches of the...